I'm sorry for the interruption of your usual viewing. And please don't try to change channels.
This is Rush to Reason.
Ta-da!
With John Rush.
There's only one man who would dare give me the raspberry.
Well, we have something to aspire to then.
And Dan Muir.
I don't know what it is, but it's phenomenal.
Discussing the issues that matter to you.
Don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men.
Finding real answers, using logic and reason.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
I get it. I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life. But that was awesome.
Let's do this.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
Welcome everybody to Denver's Afternoon Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Dan Muir in for the vacationing John Rush. And along with me today is my lovely bride, Carla. Hi, Carla.
Hi, sweetie pie.
I'm in good graces today. And of course, we have Cassie George, Facebook Live. We have Charlie Grimes running the board. And...
Hello.
The guy Dan. I'm just going to be grilled today. This is tough.
I can't wait.
You're
going
to run yourself, young man.
We have the one and only, the fitness expert, our fitness guru, Mr. Jamie Atlas. And you can find out more about him by going to jamieatlas.com.
That's right. The man everyone loves to hate.
The man everyone loves to hate. Okay. So in case you're not following us on Facebook or whatever, my sister found a picture of me as to what I look like after I eat too many carbs and I puff up like a puffer fish.
Yes, totally. No, not just carbs, though. Also wheat, right?
Well, yeah, wheat. Pretty much wheat.
Wheat.
Actually, wheat more than carbs.
Yeah. No, when you eat the wheat, you tend to have a water weight reaction where you basically put on like 5 to 7 pounds of water. But the carbs certainly don't do you any favors either.
No, they don't.
Such has been your experience.
Has been my experience.
Yes.
So, okay, so I...
So have you been doing the last week, Dan?
I've been...
He said, holding his breath. Christmas is over. No, Thanksgiving is over. Halloween candy season is over. Why do you hate me, Dan? Why?
Steve laughed. He was on with me yesterday, and he goes, you know, they got more excuses than Carter's got liver pills. Well, you know, I've got more excuses than Carter's got liver pills when it comes to...
I have no idea who this Carter gentleman is, or how many liver pills he has.
I know, it's an old saying my grandma used to say. And it was so funny because Steve Laffey out of nowhere just said it yesterday, and it's like it's stuck in my head ever since then. And I don't even know what a liver pill is.
It's like an Australian saying, if someone's a little bit crazy, we say he has a few kangaroos loose in the top paddock. That's what we say.
That would be me this week.
So this week, what's going on? Tell me why you're not. I'm going to guess you're going to tell me that you haven't been picture perfect with the plan.
No.
Okay.
Well, no, I haven't strayed off that much. Mm-hmm. I've strayed enough to where, Carla looked at me today and she goes, "You're puffy."
No, he asked me.
In the good way.
And I said, "Yes, you are."
Oh, okay. Did you want that answer? You're like, if you loved me, you would say no.
Exactly. That's the exact answer I was looking for. I wanted my wife to be an enabler. You know, I said that in AA, you know, there's always the enabler around, you know, the guy that came up with all the excuses why you could drink, and that was the person you hung out with.
You're like an enabler magnet, pretty much.
I think, well, you know, John's like an enabler.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, John's always bringing in the John, karma rolls.
You got Terry making John the stuff to give to you. You got John sitting on your chest, force feeding it down you.
Exactly.
You're
exactly right.
Yeah, that's right. And Carla is not an enabler anymore. Is that right, Carla?
Right. Well, I don't control his feeding, but if he asks me, I will comment.
What about the things that are in the fridge, the things that are made, things for dinner?
I don't put carbs in the fridge, no.
Where do the carbs appear from, Mr. Dan? Where do they appear from?
Okay, there's this thing out there called drive-through windows. And they're like on every corner. They're everywhere.
That's actually a really good question. Like, it's one of those things to say, like, actually, like, would we, like, because we've actually, you think about it, like, if we made food harder to get, like, you know, your ancient caveman, pretty lean guy. And anytime we go to a Museum of Nature and Science, you know, he looks pretty good in his loincloth, right? Standing there. And it's like one of the things I'm thinking, like, if we made food harder to get, Like, I wonder what effect that would have. Because
I think you're right.
In Europe, really? When they started to have, like, you know, America sort of has usually led the charge in terms of, like, obesity numbers. But when they had Western restaurants, like, you know, like fast food places, start to come into America, come into Europe, then their basically obesity rates increase significantly. So I think it's definitely interesting just to ask the question, like, you know, hey, like, what would it be like if we just said, hey, Dan, you can eat whatever you want, but you can't go through fast food.
Ooh.
Challenge.
What is, because who wants to get out of their car?
Well, there are people who, like, you're one of these guys who, like, drive around trying to get the good parking spot, aren't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. Take a half an hour, but you finally get that spot up front. You know, and
there's a parking spot. Okay, let's walk. Check legs. Yes, have them. Okay, let's use them.
So Michael and I, when I first started working out at the gym, Michael and I were walking out. We noticed that I happened to have the first stall.
No, in the parking spot?
At the gym,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I think I shot a video or something coming out going, yep, you know, you don't want to walk too far to the car, especially at the gym.
Yeah, especially at the gym. Yeah. It's not like every little bit counts. Not at all. Yeah, for sure. So the thing that I think that a question I'll ask you, and I'll say this to people as well who are listening, who may be on their half the you challenge, is if they were to look at themselves and say, okay, so when a client, because I've got a lot of clients right now coming into me who are still trying to get over the New Year's thing, so you being here is actually great. I mean, it's great because for the people out there, it makes me sad on the inside. My small, tiny, dark charcoal heart, like, weeps a tiny chalky tear. But the piece that's important to me is that the people listening, they probably feel the same way you do. Like, they ate bad, now they're trying to get back on track, but it's so hard to make the habits stick. So what I'll ask you to do is I'll say, okay, what score out of 10 would you give yourself for eating since last Wednesday? So you said you haven't eaten great, you haven't eaten really badly. So now, and so it's a loaded question because there's three steps to it.
Okay.
Okay. Carla has a score that she'd like to give you.
Go ahead first.
Me?
Yeah.
I would say I'm probably right around a 7.
Okay. Well, Carla picked it. There we go.
Nailed it.
Oh, sweet. Really?
Okay. Nice. So then I'd say, so if you're a 7 out of 10, no. So if you're at home and you're thinking, or you're in the car, whatever, and you're listening, and you're thinking, what would I give myself out of 10? So whatever score you gave yourself, the next question I always ask my clients is, I say, hey, so what score would you give yourself out of 10? You know, for the last few days, and I say, oh, like, you know, 7, 8, 6, 5, whatever. I'll say, okay, what's the smallest and simplest change that you could make moving forward to get there from a 7 to a 7.5 or an 8?
I can answer that for you.
Okay.
Okay, Kyle. Go ahead.
Number one, he doesn't eat often enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he does eat, he eats too much in one sitting. So my question to you is, if you have 3 cups of chili and mm-hmm. you're supposed to split that into 2 servings,
mm-hmm.
is it better to do that or sit down and eat it all in one serving?
Oh, actually, you know what? That's a great question. Here's what honestly, if you think about it, it's the same calories. So here's what I'll say. I'll say, it depends. And I'll say that because it depends, because if basically the person says, man, if I get hungry, then I will eat the house. But some people go, I'll go all day and not eat. So, and some other people say, like, you know, like, if I don't fill my stomach up, then I don't feel like I'm full. So what I say to people is, you know what? The calories is the calories. So what I'd ask you to do is basically say, okay, if you want to eat 3 cups of chili at once, and you know how many calories that is, and that's in your window of whatever you've allowed yourself, then go for that. It doesn't really make a difference if you have a cup and a half or 3 cups of chili spread throughout the day, or 3 cups of chili all at once.
All right, honey, I concede I was wrong.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, Charlie, record that. Did you hit the record button on that, Charlie?
Yeah, it loops.
Oh, wow. It's history-making day.
He will never hear that again.
But on
it's
air.
It's history-making day.
Credit to you, young lady. Very good. You'd admit that.
But
so what was your thinking? What was your thinking?
Well, I was thinking he would be better off metabolism-wise and whatnot if he would spread it out and eat a cup and a half and then before the show and a cup and a half after the show and keep all that going and moving instead of starving himself and then gorging.
I would rather he ate all the chili after the show, so that way I don't have to catch any of the side effects of it. That'd be great. But yeah, for sure. No, I would say it depends. Like, if you ask my ex-wife, if she doesn't eat every 2 to 3 hours, then she gets really dizzy, and then she makes bad choices.
Oh.
So in other words, like, it's kind of one of those things where, you know, if Dan can say, hey, I feel good, I'm going all day, and now I'm going to eat 3 cups of chili and feel full and be happy, great. As long as he can stick to the thing he said he was going to eat. That's the key part.
So is it a myth that you're supposed to eat every 2 to 3 hours small?
Again, like, if it's come, what it comes down to is your own personal blood sugar. So for some people, now, there's two trains of thought. My train of thought is, if you basically feel dizzy and you find yourself getting hungry or hangry, like, you know, with that angry hungry, then yeah, definitely eat every 2 to 3 hours. Some people have metabolisms that are just like that. The important part is to basically make sure at the end of the day or at the end of the week, your calories fit the window that you have asked to eat at. In other words, if I say I'm going to give myself 2,000 calories a day, then that means I've got 14,000 for the week, which means if one day I have 3,000 calories, then that means I can say, I'm going to have a little less calories over the next few days for the week. Now, however, other people might say, well, the bodybuilders and all the physique athletes, they say, oh, you have to eat every 2 to 3 hours because you need to get your protein into you. And that's the reason why, because they believe that you can only have narrow protein. You can only eat 30 grams of protein per meal. So they're trying to have six meals so they can get 180 grams of protein into their bodies, because they believe that the more protein they have, the more they'll build muscle, blah, blah, blah. If you're a regular person trying to lose weight, then I would say don't worry about eating 2 to 3 hours. Worry about getting in the actually knowing how much calorie is going into your body, because a lot of us actually sort of go, I'll have some of this and some of that, and I did go for a walk around the parking lot, so that means I deserve an extra donut. And all of a sudden we realize that we're way over our food plan, and then we're sort of not moving in the direction that we want to be moving.
Well, that's good to know. It takes a lot of pressure off.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it comes down to you. But at the end of the day, as you said, like the fast food window, that's where it becomes really hard to know. And if you just take a brief glance on your phone, as you like, basically, like, so you can look up, you can Google pretty much anything. So if you said like chocolate thick shake or like your KFC, it's like one of the things where you realize how much calories is actually in that. Then, and you think about how much calories you have for the day, you realize, okay, I can eat this, but that means I get like, you know, half a banana for the rest of the day.
Okay, so do this, Cassie or somebody, Google licking the bottom of the KFC bucket after you've eaten all the chicken, how many calories are in that? Okay, so we'll check that out. We'll check that out right when we get back. Colorado Wellness Dentistry, Dr. Stephen Olson. Now, he's my dentist. He's Carla's dentist. He should be your dentist. Matter of fact, we just got done talking to Dr. Olson, and he gave us some pointers on some things that we need to do. And however, now, I had a tooth pulled a while back. It was an infected tooth, and Dr. Olson went in with this new laser treatment, treated the tooth before it was pulled. I went to the oral surgeon. They took the tooth out, and then immediately right thereafter, I went back to Dr. Olson. He did some more laser work on the area where the tooth used to be, and that it healed up like almost instantly. And it wasn't quite instantly, but it was amazing how fast it healed up. Give Dr. Olson a call today. Tell him you heard him on Rush to Reason, 303-953-4812.
The fact that your gums bleed every time you brush your teeth could point to problems in other areas of your body. In his dedicated effort to protect your natural teeth, therefore defending the health of your entire body, Dr. Olson remains among less than 2% of dentists in Denver to offer Lenap laser therapy. Dr. Olson understands that inflammation in one part of your body likely indicates inflammation in the rest of your body. By proactively treating inflammation in your gums, you prevent serious health threats throughout your body. With Lenap laser therapy, Dr. Olson and his team at Colorado Wellness Dentistry promote healing from the bone level without any painful cutting or stitching. Call 303-953-4812 to speak with a dentist who not only recognizes the link between oral care and total body health, but who also implements innovative technology daily in his practice. Mention KLZ to schedule a free 20-minute consultation with Dr. Olson, either in person or over the phone. That's 303-953-4812.
So if you're like me and have a jumbo body, no, wait a minute. This is for jumbo houses, the jumbo loan. So Brian Murphy can help you out with your jumbo loan. There's a good chance that since now the conforming loan rate are dollar amounts have gotten higher, that you may no longer need your jumbo loan, and maybe Brian Murphy can help you out with that. Brian Murphy, Front Range Mortgage, 303-500-1900.
Colorado mortgage limits were raised in January of 2017. Today, if you owe more than $417,000 on your home, you are probably paying too high a rate and likely in the wrong loan. Your loan may have been a good option in 2010 or 2013, but today your jumbo mortgage is likely a half point up to 2 points higher than today's conforming loan programs. Many of our clients can now afford to leave their jumbo arm, go to a low, safe, fixed rate, and even obtain cash out for other bills with no increase to their mortgage payment. I'm Brian Murphy, owner of Front Range Mortgage, a local Colorado-only team that's helped hundreds of homeowners to benefit from these recent loan changes, escape their high-interest jumbo mortgages, lowering their rates, and saving a bundle. Call me and my local team for a painless 5-minute conversation to see how much you can save under these new guidelines by escaping your jumbo mortgage. Our number, 303-500-1900. That's 303-500-1900, or visit frontrangemortgage.com.
NMLS number 378844, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
Welcome back to Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Damn, you are in for the vacationing and tanning. And I'm so envious, John Rush. Okay, and with me is my wife, Carla, Cassie George on Facebook Live, and of course, Jamie Atlas. Our
man Atlas.
Jamie the man Atlas. Hey, I still think we need to do, what are those spongy stretch things called again?
Oh, yeah, Stretch Armstrong?
Stretch Armstrong. we had the Jamie ones where it says, good day, mate, or something like that. All these Australian things as you're working out. I think we make millions, Jamie.
I would buy all of them just so I could, like, erase them from existence, I think.
Okay, Cassie, did you happen to look up the fat content or the calorie content in the bottom of a KFC bucket?
You know, there aren't really great stats on that, but as far as I can find, not great.
Not looking healthy. I remember I had a friend in college who was convinced that the French fries at the bottom of the bucket, like, were the unhealthy ones. And, like, you know, like, if you ate, like, the big French fry, like the small ones that, like, you know, look kind of burnt, he's like, yeah, those are the unhealthy ones. You eat the long ones, bro, and then, like, it's totally fine. Which is actually interesting because in Japan, when I lived in Japan for a short time, there was another commonly held fallacy, which is that if you smoked half the cigarette, it was only after you'd smoked half the cigarette that the filter started to not work. So I worked at a bar in Japan, and all the ashtrays were filled with half smoked cigarettes.
I wish I was a cigarette salesman that came up with that line.
Right? I know. Someone was like super smart for that. Someone's like,
absolutely.
This'll get them. Yeah. So anyway, so bottom line is, yeah, unfortunately, so I will tell you this, the tablespoon of fat has 120 calories in it. So if you can guess that there's a tablespoon of fat at least at the bottom of your KFC bucket, then that would be 1,200. Or let's say maybe like, which is worked out to be like, you know, less than, say, a tenth of, you know, the calories that you'd want to take in for the day.
Oh, so it's not so bad.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not so bad. As long as you, like, put it in consideration with the KFC that you just ate that was in the bucket beforehand. Yeah.
And then you don't swing by Dairy Queen after you're done there.
Oh, yeah, no, unless you, like, really want to hate yourself, for sure. You do that, yeah.
So, you know, I kind of laugh about this, but, Jamie, you know, this is exactly how I used to eat.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm really glad.
I used to eat like this and daily. I mean, I would start off by going through fast food for breakfast, mm-hmm. and I'd grab a couple croissants or a few biscuits or whatever. I always had to have the potato and orange juice and coffee. Lunchtime, it was a Wendy's triple, fries, a Frosty, and a Coke. Nothing diet there. That was lunch.
Man.
And then this was the daily diet. And then at supper time, it was usually a large pizza somewhere.
Somewhere.
It didn't matter where, but it was a large pizza, whether it be a thick pan pizza or something, you know, from Pizza Hut or whatever. That was the daily diet every day. Or it would change up maybe fried chicken at a buffet somewhere.
So
it was constant.
Okay.
It was constant all the time.
I'm really glad that you
I don't know how I survived that. I'm just thinking about that going.
Yeah, it's like those were some dark days for Dan's colon.
Yeah, if you look at that picture on Facebook, it's not too far off of what I used to look like.
Yeah, and actually, and the truth is that, like, you could get back there pretty fast if you wanted to.
You can get back there faster than what you think. Because before I met you, I was working with a former client, and I started the HCG diet.
Mm-hmm.
Got down, and I started doing the maintenance stuff really well.
Right.
And nothing to do with the diet, but I ended up in the hospital. Had nothing to do with the diet. It was totally something
different. This
happened to be, And so I spent 10 days in the hospital. By the time I got out of the hospital, the diet was thrown out the window.
Right.
I was like, I really don't care. And it only took a few weeks to get back up to where I was. And I had lost 40-some pounds in that diet. So it only took me a few weeks, seems like, what was it, probably 8-10 weeks maybe, the max. And I was right back. I was busting through that weight that I had lost.
You were like taking it down.
I was. And then I got to the point where I didn't care. And then, you know, you guys came across, you and John and and Tracy, you guys all started me in on this
came and ganged up on
Half the Man Dan challenge. Right, I was like,
yeah. I know, and like we've been up and down. Right now, what I like about where we're at right now is, like I said, so asking you these questions, you know, sort of helps you think about, okay, what can I do? I mean, I can just come over and beat you up every day if you want me to. But what I'd rather do is just basically have you be in a place where you are, you know, basically saying, okay, cool. What is the thing that's important to me? And so if we say, okay, you got 7 out of 10, that's great. So then I say, what is the one thing that you can do? So we need something that's an easy thing to change to get you 7.5. In other words, there's a bunch of things you could do. You could say, okay, cool, I'm going to, like, you know, eat less chili or something like that. Or you could say, okay, I'm going to, you know, maybe only make one stop a week at a fast food place. Or if I go to a fast food place, I'm going to make sure I order water with that every time. Or I never order the fries, or never order the this, or never order it with cheese. Or I always take the top off the, like for me, like I'll sometimes get a sandwich from Starbucks. And as you know, I'm not a big fan of bread at all, but I'll take the top half of sandwich off the sandwich. And then to me, I'm like, okay, cool. I at least did something in the right direction.
Well, you said the right word. Because that's the second thing I was going to mention about Dan is the bread.
The bread.
He loves his bread, right. And he doesn't eat a lot of it, but it doesn't take much, and he just puffs up for a week.
So, but then the question would be, how hard is it? Or is that if you're honest with yourself, is the bread the easiest thing to take out of the diet? And you can say yes or no.
No, it really is.
It is the easiest thing?
Yes, it is. If I'm not, if I'm on my own.
Yeah.
I'll throw bread away all day.
Okay.
I don't care.
Okay.
So, but now we had a celebratory dinner for Michael.
Great.
Because Michael got all A's.
Congratulations to Michael. That's great.
And A pluses, actually.
Fantastic.
And so where did he want to go? This is why I didn't text
bread,
you.
Bread is us, what?
Is he went, yes, basically
Olive
bread
Garden.
Or us, Olive Garden.
Oh. Now, what's interesting, though.
And I sat there, and I'm going to admit this right now, I sat there and ate a whole basket of bread myself.
Oh, yes.
dipped in what's that sauce? Fettuccine.
No, the Alfredo sauce.
The Alfredo sauce.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Well, I'm really glad you didn't go.
I am amazed that my clothes still fit me.
Yes,
because I mean,
give it a few days. We'll see what happens.
No, this is a week ago now.
Oh, okay, cool.
And
you can make eye contact with me now.
Yeah,
right.
Well, then because it was like I think it was the day after I saw you last.
Okay.
So, but then I went on strict just protein.
Gotcha.
After that,
so what you're saying is if you hadn't eaten that bag of that big old basket of like pretend bread.
Yes.
Then you would have given yourself like an 8 or a 9.
I think so.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So that's great. So now let's talk about that because there's a situation now where you've actually done this before. You've gone to Olive Garden and you called me ahead of time and you said, "Hey, Jamie, I'm going to Olive Garden. What should I eat?" And you knew what to eat. So now the question to ask is, obviously it's a celebration for Michael, which is fantastic. The question to ask yourself in your heart of hearts is, would Michael have at the end of the night? And, you know, when you're all going home in the car, has said, "Michael, did you have a good night celebration?" He goes, "Oh, it just doesn't seem like anything. I mean, Dad didn't eat any of his bread.
Right?
It's not a real celebration."
Yeah, that wouldn't have happened.
It wouldn't have happened. No,
not
it's
at
like
all.
At Thanksgiving when I ask people, like, if you didn't eat that much of Thanksgiving, would it be less of a Thanksgiving? Like, would everyone be going home and talking about, like, "Oh, you know, Dan didn't eat much bread, didn't eat much turkey. You know, he ruined Thanksgiving for everyone. Thanks, Thanksgiving Grinch." No, they wouldn't have said that. So here's the question to ask is, if you do want to go for a celebration, remember that what you used to do isn't necessarily what you have to do this time. And so what I'll say is if you – and again, like maybe the bread with Alfredo was like what you were craving at the time. So if that's the truth, then I would say – then you've got next week to say, great, I'm just going to eat the same way I ate everywhere else and not go and have – you know, eat my body weight in breadsticks. Right? So just do that. And then just do that, and then next week you get an 8. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Great. Fantastic. So then next week we'll check in, we'll see how you do. So in other words, so you'll notice I didn't say, like, you shouldn't have done that. What I said is, next, you know, really it's about, like, how we think about celebrations. because celebrations like birthday cake, you know, like a birthday has birthday cake. That's what everyone has been taught to do.
Right.
You know, we've got Valentine's Day coming up. That's going to be chocolates, right? And so for chocolates, what I'll say is, if you are purchasing chocolates for your loved one on Thanksgiving Day, on Valentine's Day, then I would say go for something that is like handmade, made in like a really nice shop with a chocolatier, and like it's in a tin, little tiny box with like, you know, a nice ribbon around it. Because the truth is, it's not about like, you know, oh hey, here's I got a replica of like, you know, the Statue of David made out of chocolate for to put on the front lawn.
Well, I was gonna say normally I like to get her a case of peanut M&Ms.
Oh really?
Can I put a little bowl on it in case?
Can the peanut M&Ms
like the
make them?
Is that like the bowling ball present? Like, you know, you're like, here, honey, it's all for you.
So, but you know, I do get the Valentine's Day ones that are like, you know, heart shaped or red, you know, case.
Yeah, you know how you talk to me about like get jewelry? Okay, you're like get jewelry. Chicks love jewelry.
Yeah, I think this year I'm getting her jewelry.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe,
I think that's really a good idea.
So, yeah. Or alternatively,
I'll take it.
Yeah, she'll really take it. Nice, yeah, good idea.
Alternatively, some really nice chocolates. Like, you know, and usually I remember being at a dinner with one of my clients, and we're there at dinner, like with one of my clients and a few friends, and then we were sitting at a place, and these really nice like sort of truffles came out, like hand rolled truffles, and I was sitting there, and no one was eating them. I was like, these look delicious. So I leaned forward, grabbed one, and just popped it in my mouth, and everyone at the table all of a sudden was like, oh, he's a phony, he ate the truffles, ah, and I was like, no, back off. Suckers. I'm gonna have a couple of these truffles for two reasons. One, I eat really healthy most of the time, so and when I don't eat healthy, I make sure the thing I put in my mouth is something that is really quality, a really tasty, delicious thing. This place has handmade their own truffles. I'm gonna try one. Same way, if you went to Italy and you said, Jamie went to Italy, and I said, did you have gelato, and you said no, I would slap you so hard, because I'd be like, you're in Italy, you have to have gelato. If you go and I would say you have to have pizza, you have to have some pasta. You know, I wouldn't say, did you eat nothing but gelato nonstop all day? Then I would have a problem. However, if you go to Olive Garden, then the last thing I'm going to say is, ooh, did you try the bread? Right? Because I know plenty of places, if you want to have bread, mate, then go and find somewhere that has the best dang bread ever and then eat that. And eat that with my blessing. Does that make sense?
That makes total sense. Okay, let's do this. Dennis at Extreme Auto Repair can fix your diesel. A lot of places can't, but Dennis can. And right now, if you spend $1,000 or more on any diesel repair, he'll take $300 off. Contact Dennis today, Extreme Auto Repair, 303-841-1071, and tell him Rush to Reason sent you.
Dennis Brewster owns a fleet of tow trucks that run on diesel, so he understands exactly how temperamental diesel vehicles can be, especially in the cold. That's why Extreme Auto Repair in Parker remains one of very few shops with the right tools and training to maintain your diesel truck.
Your diesel truck is your livelihood. If it doesn't run, you don't make money. I know, because at Extreme Auto Repair, I have 7 diesel trucks, and if they don't start, I lose business. I don't want this to happen to you. That's why we are offering $300 off repairs of $1,000 or more now through the end of January. At Extreme Auto Repair, we have the factory scan tools to work on these vehicles. My guys know diesels, and they love to work on them. They will make sure you will start in the morning and give you confidence that your diesel truck will keep making you money. Don't relinquish your man card and get stuck in the cold. Call Extreme Auto Repair today in Parker at 303-841-1071. And get your diesel inspected today.
So anyway, professional credit restoration. Now, let us say that that you're noticing some blemishes on your credit report. You're going, that can't be right.
That happens to
so,
me.
Does it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, see, there you go. So it's happened to Jamie. It might happen to other people. Maybe you've lost your wallet. Maybe you've had your wallet stolen. Maybe you've had your credit card stolen. Maybe somebody had one of those scanner things as you were trying to buy gas one day, and all of a sudden things are crazy. Contact Professional Credit Restoration today, 303-232-0303, and tell them you heard them on Rush to Reason.
You could be paying too high of an interest rate right now because of a mistake on your credit report. Among other services, Professional Credit Restoration corrects errors on your credit report, enabling you to qualify for loans with lower rates. Your financial history follows you like an invisible shadow, impeding your ability to qualify for low-interest loans. One little inaccuracy could mean the difference between a manageable rate and a huge burden of interest. Call Professional Credit Restoration today at 303-232-0303 so Jay and Patrick may set you free from a false credit history.
Stay in touch with Rush to Reason by liking our Facebook page, facebook.com/rushtoreason.
Is this like Australian rap?
Yeah, I'll break it down for you.
Is it really good?
Yeah, hit it. Again. Wait, okay. I'm hanging with Dan. Cass is right here. We got Carla. She's rocking. Everyone's got cheer. We're happy. We're on KLZ, 560 AM. You know where it's at. If you don't, then it's mayhem.
All right. Yay. Woo. That was awesome, man. Woo. You are the Woo. Man. Jamie Atlas, rap star. Love it. Okay, so a couple of things. Carla, you have a question.
Can dairy cause puffiness?
Yes. Yeah, basically, it comes down. I mean, the weirdest things can cause puffiness. I had a client years ago who actually had an allergy to kale. Like, and he hadn't really eaten much kale in his whole life.
Guy.
And he started eating
who
kale.
Who eats that anyway?
No, actually, no, not kale. Spinach.
Oh.
Spinach.
Yeah, who eats that anyway?
You like that in your spinach
animals.
Dip.
Farm animals eat spinach. But the
spinach dip count is eating spinach.
Spinach dip.
That's how
there's spinach in it. Must be good.
That's right. I mean, I think it's Popeye approved.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, it worked for him. How could it be bad? So where was I? You distracted me.
Dairy.
So dairy can cause puffiness. Really, anything that can cause intestinal distress, basically, like can show itself as puffiness.
Well, that would be my second choice. If it's he's not eating enough bread to cause that, then my second guess would be the dairy.
No, so yeah, for sure. No, and actually, as we've experimented with it before, and I think we found that the dairy didn't really have much of an effect on you.
No, it really didn't.
Yeah. But for some people, it does. Well, with my clients, generally speaking, I tell them, hey, first thing you need to do, get off the dairy, get off the wheat. That doesn't mean substitute it with non-bread products. Like gluten-free products can actually sometimes be worse. Just because it's like, I mean, it's still a large amount of sugar, and really some of the things they put in the bread to make it hold together when it's not real bread. Then it can actually be like, yeah, just terrible in a different way. So one of the things to think about too is like, you know, while you may be getting puffy, you may be getting this and that, you working out is also a really important piece of that. Have you found time to do that?
No.
So here's what I'm going to say is now we can say, okay, we've got a full workout. How long does it take you to do the full workout? An hour?
Yeah.
Okay. So I want you to do 20 minutes.
Okay, 20 minutes?
Yes, 20 minutes. Because 20, and I'm doing it for two reasons. One, so you don't forget how to do the exercises. Two, because it'll mean that when we do come back eventually, your body won't have completely forgotten how to do the exercise. Because there's there's a generic measure which annoys me to no end, which is called the BMI, which is your basal metabolic index.
Okay.
And so basal metabolic index. And so what that is basically, it's a measure where they take your height and your weight. And then they say, hey, here's your measurement. Now, you are at, I think you're 6'1".
6'1", 219.
219 right now. And that puts you at about a 29. So that's just a number. And now, they say that a healthy person, so let's say if I was your insurance agent right now for your health insurance, I would say, hey, Dan, you're less of a risk if you are under 25 for your BMI. So in other words, so you being 219 right now puts you at 29, puts you at a health risk. You're in the overweight category right now.
Okay.
So basically, we knew that. So however, I'll tell you that I am also in the overweight category right now.
You don't have an ounce of fat on you.
There are maybe 2 or 3 ounces, but my point is that you and I might basically both register as overweight on the BMI scale, but that's because the only thing the BMI scale accounts for is height and weight. So what I tell people is when they say, my BMI is this, my BMI is that, I say, you know what, if you work out a lot, then I'll say that, like, you know, yeah, you can actually, the BMI is something to totally ignore. Because basically, however, if you don't work out, then chances are you have the average amount of muscle that a person would have just living their regular life. And so then the BMI applies to you. Does that make sense?
I am so excited. My BMI is lower than yours. Woohoo!
Good job, honey.
Right now, BMI challenge accepted. But here's what I'll say.
Well, but then that answers the question too. A friend of mine.
Yeah.
I've never really hung around bodybuilding circles, so I don't understand all of that. But a friend of mine, I remember back when he went into the army,
mm-hmm.
and he came home, and he was he said my height 6'1", but he had a size 30 or 31 waist,
mm-hmm.
but he weighed 200 and like 60 pounds.
Right, his old beef.
So, yeah, he was all muscle. I mean, yeah. Holy cow. They took this scrawny kid and turned him into a monster.
Right, right.
And not an ounce of fat that I could see on
him. Yeah, for sure. I mean, and you can look at people. I mean, you can see, okay, so if someone is typically has a large amount of muscle and a small amount of fat, then they will weigh surprisingly more than you'd expect. The interesting part to think about is 1 pound of muscle, basically, if you can imagine, like, say, a bag of unpopped popcorn, super small, you pop that, it's much larger. It takes up about the same amount of weight, but it takes up a lot more space. So if you think about it, when you basically say, okay, why is it that basically Jamie can weigh, like, because right now, I'll tell you, I weigh about 265 right now. Well, I am 6'7", but, like, you know, it's one of those things that I weigh what I weigh, and, like, at the same time, I could quite easily show you a picture of someone else who's 6'7 and 270, and they would look completely overweight. Like, I've got a client who's 300 pounds and, like, you know, 6'1". And that guy, yeah, looks like he's like you could just roll him down the street almost. So it's kind of one of those things where you go, and he knows that. You know, and so we're working on it. But the important part to me is that if he can say, I have some muscle underneath and I'm working out on a regular basis, then becomes a lot easier to carry that fat around. Because really, when you're carrying extra 100 pounds of fat, it's like basically someone saying, hey, piggyback Cassie, right, for a day. So it's like, or nonstop, right? Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, Cassie's no, like, I no, like this no idea. You're absolutely right. And, you know, it doesn't take a whole lot of weight to start feeling that.
Right, exactly. In your knees, and your back, exactly. And all that kind of good stuff. So that's why I say to people, like, you know, yeah, start eating right is most important for losing weight. I get that. I agree with that 100%. However, being able to live your life, exercise is most important because basically, there's plenty. I played against plenty of athletes who looked like they had a few pounds to lose, but man, those guys could move. Yeah, and I love that. There's nothing I love more than seeing, like, you know, the old guy who's a little bit overweight, still kicking butt out there on, like, you know, the squash court or wherever, just really having a great time. And, like, you know, sure, if he dodged a few meals, you know, a few extra beers after he played, then he might look very lean. But the truth is, being lean and being a little bit overweight does not stop you being an athlete. However, not ever exercising or just being like a weekend warrior, that kind of stuff can be really a recipe for disaster.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so when we get back from the break, I want to talk about this.
Yeah, yeah.
So Gary, a listener, sent this to us on Facebook mm-hmm. last week. He said, I heard a statement the other day about the necessity of hormonal supplements for those over 50 years old in order to lose weight. So let's talk about that when we get back. Grandma's Handyman is up next, and if you're like me and not real handy around the house and you've got this honey-do list probably a mile long, you may want to get a hold of Grandma's Handyman. As a matter of fact, you know you absolutely want to get a hold of Grandma's Handyman. They can come in and they can fix it for you. It's affordable. All the techs are vetted, verified, reliable, and trustworthy. They serve the Denver area, Arvada to Castle Pines, Lakewood through Aurora. 303-693-3003.
Grandma's Handyman Service now presents Grandma's Home Care Tip of the Month.
Hello, dearies. Grandma here. Be sure to check out your bathroom tile and grout for cracks and splits this month. Remember, it's always better to do those small repairs than to wait. You don't want water to seep behind the tiles, and you don't want to start the year off with a big, costly mess.
At Grandma's Handyman Service, we specialize in helping you with small home maintenance and repairs. If you ever find a problem in your home and you need help fixing it before it becomes a bigger problem, give Grandma's Handyman Service a call at 303-693-3003. That's 303-693-3003. Or find us at grandmashandyman.com.
Let's face it, auto mechanics don't have the best reputation. They mumble a lot, their hands are always dirty. They say names of car parts that sound made up, and it's really hard to tell if they're ripping you off or not. Let's just say that you are not alone if you have ever felt less than confident in your mechanic. So how do you know who to trust? The answer is ColoradoSelect.com. Colorado Select is a group of hand-picked member shops who are all dedicated to obliterating the bad reputation of auto mechanics. The ASE-certified master technicians at every shop are fully vetted, so you know they're trustworthy, and every Colorado Select member shop is fully committed to ensuring that you get the best customer experience possible. Plus, with the Colorado Select 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty, you can have total peace of mind. Stop just hoping that your mechanic is doing the right thing and make sure you choose someone you can trust. Go to ColoradoSelect.com for the member shop nearest you. Keep your car on the road. Select the best at Colorado Select.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back, everybody, to Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Damn, you are in for the vacationing. John Rush, along with me, is my wife, Carla. Cassie George on the Facebook Live. And, of course, our fitness expert and my friend, we're still friends? Are we still friends? Okay.
Jamie Atlas. Your choices do not affect our friendship. However, they do affect our waistline.
Boy, that's a fact. And Jamie, you can find him at jamieatlas.com. Or, Jamie, how do they email you?
Oh, just jamie at jamieatlas.com. Oh, that's J-A-M-I-E at J-A-M-I-E-A-T-L-A-S.com.
Oh, cool. That's easy.
Yeah.
That's really easy. Okay, so hormonal supplements.
Hormone supplements.
For people over 50.
Okay, so for women over 50 versus men over 50, it's very different. And so, in other words, if we look at it, women have this this hormone cycle that sort of like when they start to hit menopause, which is usually, let's say, by the time you hit 50, the chance of being menopause is pretty high. So then we get to a point where we start to have to say, okay, what do I have to do to try to basically sleep well at night? Stop things like hot flashes. These things like thyroid that starts to be affected. Our sleep cycle starts to change. For guys, really the major problem we have is testosterone. Is that as we get older, it starts to drop down. And that's really the only hormone that we have that's now, that testosterone, of course, is in balance with other hormones we have in our body. So in the absence of testosterone, and and doing things like having an active lifestyle, getting a good night's sleep, having reduced stress, that can really be significant in helping us maintain a healthy level of testosterone. However, for women, I'd say that's where it really becomes interesting. Things like cortisol, estrogen, progesterone, the balance of that becomes very important to try to maintain. Now, of course, the thing that can really sort of prevent you needing that. Now, when women start to get on things like Synthroid, or artificial hormones, then unfortunately, once they're on that, they tend to stay on that. So, what I'd say is, if you're a woman who's taking some hormones post-menopausal, if you do start exercising, then go back to your doctor after about 6 to 10 weeks, because when you start to exercise, that can usually change your body's regulation or need for some of these hormone or supplements. So the most important thing to me is really say, okay, if you are past the age of 50, know that the biggest thing you have to worry about is not so much hormones as much as it is that when you get the older you get, the faster your body tends to lose muscle. And so what that means to me is that basically, as you get older, your body's starting to say, okay, cool, I don't want to move, and I'm going to lose this muscle if you don't use it.
Is that what happens?
Yeah. So when you're growing up, when you're like sort of between the age of 15 and 25, you can think about working out, go for a jog around the park, and your body goes like boring, and it's like fantastic, it loves it. It responds so well. However, when you're older, you have to focus much more on exercising. Now, again, by exercising, what I mean by that is just moving, and then the next week, trying to move just a little bit more than what you're doing right now. 5%, 10%. Don't go crazy. Don't do 4 weeks and then sign up for like an ultra marathon. To me, the most important part is to say, okay, I'm going to get muscle back in my body so that way I can be alive as long as I want to be alive. Because there's nothing kills me more than seeing someone who's like in their 80s and 90s who can't get themselves out of the chair, who can't play with the grandkids, who can't do the things that basically make them feel like they are independent. When you think about it, as we're growing up, there's this curve that we go on. It's like we're born and we need everybody. And then as the curve goes up, we get to a point where we don't need anybody. And then as the curve goes down towards the end of your life, we start to need other people again. And there's nothing worse than knowing, if you've ever left your parents' house and then gone back for like summer holiday and first year of college, and then you're back in your parents' house or your mum or dad's house and you're like, oh my gosh, how did I live here before? There's nothing worse than all of a sudden being in that house and other people have their rules and their time frame and da-da-da. When you get older, it's the same thing. So to me, it's one of those things I really want to, for myself, I'm going to be 45 in February. It's one of those things where I think about, when I get sort of closer to that end, I want to make sure I've set myself up so I can be alive as long as possible and then just go to sleep in the night and not wake up. Rather than go through those years of sort of attached to a machine, not being able to help yourself, needing someone to wipe my butt, stuff like that. Yeah, I don't want that. And so to me, it's one of the things where I think about getting older and I go, okay, I want two things. I want muscles so I can move things around. I want strong bones so if I bump into something, I'll be okay. Now, a lot of people, when they think about strong bones, they think about, oh, I need more calcium. Calcium's not necessarily the answer. A healthy diet with like vitamins is a great start, but actually loading your bones is really the main thing I can.
Well,
tell
what do you mean by loading your bones?
I mean, just like how if I do say 20 bicep curls and that's the most I can do, then the next week my muscles will have adapted. Or, you know, let's say I do it 3 times in 1 week, and then the next week I give myself a bit of a break. My muscles will have recovered and then adapted, so now I can do 22. You know, and then it's just like when you started off and you could only do 10 minutes walking, and then you got to a point where you could do like say maybe an hour of walking and nothing really was getting you. Your body has an amazing capacity to grow muscle as you get older. However, in the state of entropy, we're doing nothing, it loses it really fast. So the good news is, no matter how old you are, you can still get it back. You've just got to be a little bit more careful about it. It's like someone saying like, hey, let's take that 1950s you know, like sort of car out for a ride, take the FJ Holden out for a cruise. And you go, okay, but we better take the corners pretty easy. Yeah, we can go fast on the straight, but let's not basically try to go off-road with this thing.
That's true.
Right? Exactly. So whereas a younger, fresher car, yeah, you can beat it up a little bit more. You don't have to be as careful. So I'll say to people now, back to your question, though, loading the bones, just like how the muscles respond, the bones respond by getting a vertical load. And what I mean by that is specifically the bones that really tend to fall apart are in the hips and the vertebrae. And so what we want to do is we want to try to basically do things for the bones, like carry a weight on our shoulders. And now the interesting part is overweight people rarely get osteoporosis.
Because they're loading their bones.
They're constantly loading the bones. Interesting, right?
Yeah, it is.
So a very frail, thin person, like my mother is like part stick and stick, like she's made out of breadsticks. Like she's very, very thin, very English. And, you know, she has to work really hard to try and put muscle on. However, when she loads her bones, like, you know, the doctor has basically said, hey, actually, you know what? You have great bones. Like, you know, like she's almost 70 now. She has bones of a 50-year-old. Like the doctor says, normally people come in, I have to give them this speech, but you are doing great. So to me, it's one of those things I think about it and I go, okay, cool. I need to make sure that I'm constantly, if I have a client who comes in and they are, say, over 50, I need to make sure that I'm loading their bones as a quest. And unfortunately, a lot of people get afraid because they say, oh man, this is a lot of weight. You know, I just do like the 10-pound like fluffy weights. What are you giving me? And I say, I'll be doing you a disservice if I don't try to teach you how to do a squat. Even if I were to give them, say, a pair of like 20s or 25s or work them up to a pair of 20, 25s and have them do lunges holding that weight or even just quarter lunges or quarter squats. Because if I can give them that, then that's going to give them a body that if they do bump into something or fall over, the bones will actually have some density to them so they won't fall apart like cheap chalk.
Okay, so the statement that our listener heard that the only way that people over 50 can lose weight is to take a hormonal supplement is not true.
Not at all. Not at all. Now, does the thyroid slow down as you get older? It tends to, yes. However, at the same time, to say if you took a hormonal supplement, would that help you? In certain people, yes. But as a blanket statement, totally not. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'd say for that listener who sent me that question, it's a great question, but there are plenty of different ways that you can actually get yourself to a point where you are losing weight and feeling good without any real hormonal supplementation. If you do feel like you've done all the things and you've gone for walks and you've eaten right and you're still not losing weight, then go in and see your doctor.
So if you don't own weights or a weight system, how do you load your bones?
That's a great question. Basically, you can load your bones just by picking up whatever you have. You can load up a backpack. You know, you could basically go outside and get a bunch of rocks and then load up a backpack and like basically put that on your back and do some of that work. There's so many different ways you can do it. I did a whole video series using basically taking two jugs of water and duct taping those together. I mean, you know, really, what it comes down to is your imagination. Anywhere you look around, there are things that are held down by gravity. So if you can pick those up and figure out how to put those on in a way that's like relatively comfortable, then you're set. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That does make sense. What else? The other thing that makes sense is that you really should have gold coins in your portfolio.
Oh, my goodness. That's an essential part of any fitness.
It really is. Because first of all, if you want a weight load.
Oh, yeah. Gold coins.
Bags of gold coins would do
it. Oh, my goodness. Right?
Right. And the
gold coin workouts.
Exactly.
Kanye is going to be doing that next week, probably.
That's right. Just load that baby up with your U.S. gold coins. And you can get those from Andy Goss at U.S. Gold Coins. And you can give Andy a call today at 800-HOT-COIN and tell him you heard him on Rush to Reason.
There's an economic storm looming. It will bring dark clouds and torrential rain. and the rising tide of inflation could have you in over your head. Andy Goss from USGoldCoins.com wants to give you the high ground and teach you how to shelter yourself against the impending storm of inflation by collecting tangible and very valuable gold and silver coins. You've seen what happens to the dollar in a storm. It withers and wilts, and you're skeptical of e-money because the power might go out and those ones and zeros will be washed away like sand. Nothing weathers a storm better than gold or silver coins. Go to usgoldcoins.com or call 800-HOT-COIN and mention KLZ, and Andy will give you his three CDs, The Federal Reserve, The Definition of Money, and How to Protect Your Wealth, all for free. Secure your future with real, authentic, and very valuable U.S. coins by calling Andy Goss at 800-468-2646. That's 800-HOT-COIN today.
All right, if you're over on the west side, the north side, the east side, the south side, whatever side of town you're in, and you need really good
sides.
Service, all the sides.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Larry's Automotive and Transmission is the place to go. So, hey, you bought a new Subaru not too long ago.
Correct.
Correct? Yes. Have you had anybody look at it yet?
Yeah, I did have someone look at it, yes.
Next time, go to Larry's, because I know you're on the right side of town.
That's
I will
correct.
Send you the address. As a matter of fact, here is the address. 7231 Bradburn Boulevard.
Bradburn Boulevard.
Over in Westminster.
Westminster.
Really close to where you live in Denver.
Yes, actually.
Yes, it'd be right there.
Way.
So you need to go by and see Jeff Kitty, because he's the owner, and he's a great guy.
What does he do the super special?
What do you do the super special?
Yeah.
He gives you the service. You feel like you're the only customer. When you walk in there, I mean, you feel like you're the guy.
Okay.
You're the man.
Cool.
And you want to know something? You are the man to Larry. To both Jeff and Larry, you're the man. Larry's Automotive and Transmission, 303-427-2108. Tell him you heard him on Rush to Reason.
Right now at Larry's Automotive, they'll take a look at your charging system for free. The guys at Larry's Automotive would much rather keep your car running optimally than to have to do a major repair, especially when it can be avoided. It's really simple. Maintain your vehicle's battery and alternator, and your car will last a lot longer. Regular scheduled maintenance is the best way to avoid costly repairs. Give Larry's Automotive and Transmission a call today and take advantage of their KLZ Listeners Charging System Checkup Special. And if you do need a repair, mention KLZ and you'll get exclusive KLZ pricing discounts. And with the purchase of select NAPA charging system parts, you receive a complimentary Visa gift card. With a little bit of maintenance, your car will go a long way. Larry's Automotive and Transmission Repair, 303-427-2108. Just ask for the KLZ Charging System Special. Call Larry's Automotive and Transmission Repair at 303-427-2108. That's 303-427-2108.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Welcome back to Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Damn, you are in for the vacationing John Rush. Along with me is my wife Carla, Cassie on Facebook, and our fitness expert Jamie Atlas, jamieatlas.com. Or you can email him, jamie@jamieatlas.com.
Or just Google me. Google Jamie Atlas, and then like you'll find multiple different ways to tap into me then. Send me a carrier pigeon, whatever you got.
Wow. We have a big celebrity in our midst where you can just Google Jamie Atlas and he comes up.
It's a little scary sometimes. Like the things people will find on me and then like tell me about that I did like years ago. Like actually today on my Facebook, I helped someone making a piece of workout equipment, and I was like the fitness expert talking about it. And then all of a sudden they posted a video because that was the person who was the workout model posted on her Facebook. And of course, there I am, all innocent, without my beard, so young. That was like 5 years
ago.
So young.
Well, you know, when John approached me with this, having you come on, I was incredibly intimidated.
Yeah.
I thought, I do not want some fitness guy, somebody, you know, pounding down on me, making me feel uncomfortable, making me feel inferior, you know, making me feel awful about myself. But Jamie, you know, you'd handle people just the opposite.
I think there's no point in like hammering people down. The most important part is to ask people questions, find out what's important to them, and find out why they want to get somewhere. And then once you know where they want to get, then help them work with them as a team to try and find the best solution.
Absolutely. Jamie, thank you so much for joining us once again.
Thanks, Ryan.
So, and like I said, if you need somebody that'll help you and not hurt you, Jamie Atlas is the guy. Okay, keep it tuned right here. Hour number two is coming up to Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.